Hello, Audio Boo. It's Thursday. It's day two of whatever posting every day in August is called. I can't remember if we actually ever agreed to posting every day in August, but I'm going to carry on doing it because it's easier than typing. Because I've not been blogging much recently. I don't know, I just feel a bit a lack of inspiration and general ennui with the whole thing, but maybe I should boo every day and see how that goes. I'm just firing up my desktop PC in the study, so the phone is on the desk and I'm typing with the other hand, so you can probably hear that. So that's logging in, and I'm logging into Windows because I need to run something off my Open University course CD, which will only work in Windows, or I've not found a way of getting it to work under Linux. And I need to type up some notes on evolutionary computing, which is the unit that I'm working on at the moment, and catch up on that. What else? I'm feeling a bit bleh and run down at the moment. I'm still tired from Tuesday. I did quite a bit of walking around the centre of Manchester because I actually worked out, I parked in the Arndale Centre and I came out the wrong side of it and ended up walking the long way around to get where I was going, which was a mistake because I've got a new pair of shoes and I seem to have given myself a blister on one heel from walking, which is a bit sore. Plus, I've just noticed tonight I have a large sty on my eyelid, makes it feel like I've got something stuck in my eye, which I have, because it's a grotty, great big sty. So, yeah, I'm feeling a bit run down and sorry for myself. In more positive news, film review time. Last night we had a film called A Serious Man from Love Film, which is a Coen Brothers, I think it's their most recent one, which I really enjoyed. It was quite strange. It was set in the 1960s, a college professor, he's a physics professor, suddenly finds his life is completely coming adrift, as everything goes wrong for him. He finds that his wife is having an affair, his children are got various troubles of their own, everything sort of conspires against him. It's a bit of to say it's an odd film is not something of an understatement. It sort of delves into paradox and mysticism. He's Jewish, so of course he goes to see the rabbis for advice, and they give him various conflicting and unhelpful advice. And there's this sort of mystical element that he has his brother sleeping on the couch as well, who is following some strange mystical Kabbalistic idea of mathematics, and this is contrasted with his own filling a huge blackboard full of equations and numbers, and it all comes out to a neat conclusion. Well, life is not like that in comparison. So, if you like Coen Brothers, you'll like this. Even though the one thing I did find with it, there aren't any sympathetic characters in it, really. The lead is, in the words of The Apartment, he's more of a schnook than a mensch. So you do feel sympathy for him, but he sort of tends to lie there and let life kick him in the proverbials. But fantastically filmed, very evocative of the time, not a clean conclusion. So that's my little mini film review. I'm going to get on with some work now, and I will speak to you all tomorrow for a Friday freakout. So that's my audio boo for Thursday. Quick podcast news. Go and subscribe to Richard Herring's Edinburgh Fringe podcast, because it should be coming shortly. Bye.